You're tuned in to Agriculture Today. Well, we're entering the meeting season for producers and other agricultural audiences here very soon, but there's one that's a little further out on the calendar. We're taking a look at it well in advance because it will involve a great number of people in production agriculture and beyond. This is a major agricultural commodity futures conference, and K-State's Center for Risk Management Education and Research is the sponsor of this event. The director of that center, an agricultural economist at K-State, Ted Schroeder, is alongside to tell us more about this program. Before we get into that, though, Ted, let us know more about this center that you oversee. This is still something of a new endeavor, isn't it?
It is, Eric. We've been operating in the center now for, I guess, we're starting our sixth year here. But to date, the center has really been focused on student education and partnering with industry to elevate student knowledge, awareness, and skills around managing risk in a really broad array. But as with any new center, we start to build into other dimensions of things that we're offering, other educational opportunities, and of course, getting into a discovery of knowledge and so forth. This conference that you mentioned, we are partnering together with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. They came to us and asked if we would be willing to engage with them in partnering to put together a conference to really provide education and outreach opportunities to a broader audience. Our students, of course, will participate in this, but actually to get out to industry and other interested folks involved in commodity futures to provide some information for them as well. So That's where this conference came from, and that's a little bit about the center's role in developing it.
To the conference, then, it's not your run-of-the-mill meeting in that you really have to consider it national in scale, do you not?
It really is. This conference is targeted toward very important issues that are current in our commodity futures markets. You know, as you look at the ag space in the last decade or so, we've come to the point where futures markets are just essential for business. Whether I'm hedging myself or not, the guys I'm dealing with as I'm selling my commodities, purchasing my inputs, they're directly involved in the hedging. We talked here a few months ago about a major survey we had done with Frontier Farm Credit and Farm Credit of America, the amount of hedging and option work that producers are doing now themselves. But it's basically ingrained into our entire production ag system now, our futures markets. Well, for those markets to be doing their role of helping mitigate risk, for them to perform those well, those markets themselves have to be performing those functions in a way that meets with the expectations of the design of the contract, the specifications of the contract, and as well, the cash and futures market relationships are critical in those markets performing well. And as we've got all kinds of structural changes going on in our ag markets, Thus we also have structural changes in our futures. And you know, you can even just look at simple things like going from trading futures contracts down in the pit, which was very common just a couple of years ago, to today where everything is trading in an electronic platform. Those kinds of structural changes have changed our market environment in which commodity futures trade. And so the whole purpose of this conference is to get minds together who are studying these markets, those who are living them and actually involved in trading day to day, bring together those who are regulating these markets, those who are offering these markets for the platform to trade those, and just have frank and candid dialogue about what are some of these issues, how are we dealing with them, and what do they mean for the longevity and really the effectiveness of these contracts for mitigating risk.
And you hope that the dialogue will get into depth on these key issues more so than has ever really been discussed in this kind of forum, right?
It really is meant to be broad. So we're reaching across academe, as well as users, as well as policy and regulatory agents together to really have deep dialogue about the current topics that, you know, involve anything from how cash and futures markets are working or not working together, convergence issues that we've seen in some of our markets, issues around electronic and algorithmic trading that we've heard in the news very prominently in recent years, the impacts those have on these markets and their performance. You know, and generally just structural changes, like I've mentioned, in both our cash and our futures commodities and industries that have changed the horizon of how these markets perform.
The program will take place on April the 5th and the 6th. And again, that's a few months away, but we're bringing it to your attention now because you really should get it on your calendar. It'll be held in Overland Park, so it will be relatively handy for all in this region. What would you consider, Ted, although the program details are being fleshed out as we speak, some of the high-profile topics specifically that will be addressed here?
Well, the key things that we're trying to put in front of people are things that are hot on their current plate of concerns. All you have to do is read the newspapers in these market areas, and you'll see things about cash futures convergence. You'll see things about thin markets and how those are influencing cash negotiated trade and discovery and exchange of information between futures and cash markets. And we're seeing a lot of things of uncertainty about how the structure itself of that futures exchange. And when I refer to structure, I'm referring especially to who's trading in some of these markets and how that's impacting the volatility of the market day to day, how it's impacting our ability to hedge our commodities in those markets. And so that whole issue around electronic trading is certainly another major component of this. And we not only want to talk about, you know, what's the latest in research understanding of those topics and what do we know about them and what do we not know, but we also want to hear from those who are out there every day in these markets and what they're experiencing and what they're seeing and how they're managing those. But also, you know, anyone who uses these markets has the responsibility first to follow the rules and the regulations, which also means they need to know them. So part of what we want to do for sure here is also have the CFTC, the major regulatory body of these markets who we're partnering with on this conference, provide their own viewpoints on these topics. How are they helping maintain, let's say, fairness in these markets and making sure that trade is being done in the way that, that the specifications of the contract say it should be? In other words, that no one's, you know, gaming these markets. And if they are, how we monitor that and what we do about it when we find it. So it really is a complete discussion around, you know, the functioning of these markets and how effective they are for anyone who's out there trying to navigate and mitigate risk in these environment.
This will be a very, very significant event in early April. Again, in Overland Park. Once more, the finer details of the agenda items that will make up this program are still being finalized, but you would invite folks to go to a website to see what's been put together so far and commit to this event.
Absolutely. We will have registration for the conference up shortly. And the best place to go to get a little bit of information of what the conference is, this website, by the way, will continue to grow. It will have pretty soon the program as well as already has the hotel, which folks can go out and reserve their rooms for and a block of rooms for this conference. The conference is a noon to noon conference, starts at noon on the 5th, goes to noon on the 6th. We'll have meals involved. I will tell you, we already know we've got some keynote speakers who will carry a lot of attention from folks because they're at fairly high levels in policymaking that people in Kansas will know. So we will have those announced as we get there. But I'll tell you, there'll be some really influential speakers who I think will have some really interesting messages. And so the easiest way to get to the site to find out more about the conference and that will be populated as more is developed is if you just do a simple web search for K-State Risk Management, that will take you to our center webpage very quickly. It's the top hit every time I put it in. So it will take you direct link to our center webpage. There's a lot of other neat stuff on our center. So I'd encourage anyone who's interested in our center in general to look around and navigate that. But there is a link there to the 2018 Commodity Futures Trading Commission Conference. That link then puts you into the page with the registration information as it becomes available. Right now, it's just conference information that really reiterates a little bit what we've talked about here today.
Very good. Again, simply search for K-State Risk Management in your search engine, and that'll take you to the center's website, and you can follow the guidelines from there. But once more, if you have any kind of stake at all in risk management via the futures markets and the trades, this would be well worth your while to take this program in. Again, April the 5th and the 6th in Overland Park. And Ted, we'll be visiting a bit more about this when we get closer to that registration deadline. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's over from the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State, which houses the Center for Risk Management, Education, and Research here at the university. That center's director, Ted Schroeder. The center, again, partnering with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to host this first-of-its-kind Agricultural Commodity Futures Conference. And you're listening to Agriculture Today.